Now the River Teiglin ran in this manner. It flowed down from Eredwethryn, swift as Narog, but at first between low shores, until after the crossings, gathering power from other streams, it clove away through the feet of the highlands upon which stood the forest of Brethil. Thereafter it ran in deep ravines, whose great sides were like walls of rock. But pent at the bottom, the waters flowed with great force and noise. And right in the path of Glaurung there lay now one of these gorges, by no means the deepest, but the narrowest, just north of the inflow of Celebros. Therefore Turambar sent out three hardy men to keep watch from the brink on the movements of the dragon. But he himself would ride to the high fall of Nengirith, where news could find him swiftly, and whence he himself could look far across the lands. But first he gathered the woodmen together in Ethelbrandir, and spoke to them, saying, "Men of Brethil, a deadly peril has come upon us, which only great hardihood shall turn aside. But in this matter numbers will avail little. We must use cunning and hope for good fortune. If we went up against the dragon with all our strength, as against an army of orcs, we should but offer ourselves all to death, and so leave our wives and kin defenceless. Therefore I say that you should stay here and prepare for flight. For if Glaurung comes, then you must abandon this place, and scatter far and wide, and so may some escape and live. For certainly if he can, he will destroy it, and all that he espies. But afterwards he will not abide here. In Nargothrond lies all his treasure, and there are the deep halls in which he can lie safe and grow." Then the men were dismayed, and were utterly downcast, for they trusted in Turambar, and had looked for more hopeful words. But he said, "Nay, that is the worst, and it shall not come to pass if my counsel and fortune are good. For I do not believe that this dragon is unconquerable, though he grows greater in strength and malice with the years. I know somewhat of him. His power is rather in the evil spirit that dwells within him than in the might of his body, great though that be. For hear now this tale that I was told by some that fought in the year of the Nirnaeth, when I, and most that hear me, were children. In that field the dwarves withstood him, and Azaghal of Belagost pricked him so deep that he fled back to Angband. But here is a thorn sharper and longer than the knife of Azaghal." And Turambar swept Gurthang from its sheath, and stabbed with it above his head. And it seemed to those that looked on that a flame leapt from Turambar's hand many feet into the air. Then they gave a great cry, "The Black Thorn of Brethil!" "The Black Thorn of Brethil," said Turambar, "well may he fear it, for know this, it is the doom of this dragon, and all his brood, it is said, that how great soever be his armour of horn, harder than iron, below he must go with the belly of a snake."